possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day.
For being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning as we are getting closer and closer to Falcons kickoff.
You know
it's football season because we got Dave Archer on today.
Dave Archer in less than an hour.
Then we got Stink coming on after that.
So, yeah
it is. And today, Wednesday, is the bulk day of the game plan going in. So, yeah, it's here as we get ready to kick off this season in hopes of winning.
Yeah.
Season.
Playoffs. First time for us?
All those different things.
Andy and Randy doing a playoff preview show?
Would be awesome.
What?
I
wouldn't even know what to do.
It'd be through the roof, man. It would be through the roof, man. But yeah, it is a fun time around here. You can feel it. And I know they're having watch parties and pep rallies,
yep,
and all kind of things to get you ready for a tough damn Tampa team.
Yeah, no
doubt. Tough Tampa team.
I mean, it is week one. You got to hit the ground running, and you know we always talk about how those division games are worth maybe 50% more. Obviously, you're trying to win this division. That's a path to the playoffs. Last year, you beat Tampa twice, and still didn't win the division, which is very frustrating.
They won it.
They did. Yeah, for the fourth straight year. I mean, that's the crazy thing about Tampa is, to go from where they were to getting Tom Brady to winning the Super Bowl to then Brady retiring to then Baker Mayfield, who. At the time, we were all kind of like, all right, like, I get why they did that. It's kind of the option they had. To him playing the way he's never played better. Last year was his best season. And now they're coming into this season with, you know, kind of dark horse expectations as far as teams talking about, or people talking about them maybe being a team that could go on a run. But they've certainly shifted the narrative away from, you know, it's a soft NFC South and, you know, it'll be easy division to now people are looking at Tampa and saying it's kind of theirs.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating for the Falcons, who over the last couple of years, people said that about them. They couldn't take advantage of it. And now here we are looking to snap a 7-year playoff drought.
Yeah. I mean, I think, when you keep looking at it, you always seem like you're in it till you're not in it. And especially last year. I mean, as bad as an up and down as it was, you still had an opportunity. You had the ball. You had a chance to win that game up in Washington. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that field goal was never going to be made by him.
No.
But yet, you gave yourself a chance. We know all the clock management and all those different things. Matter of fact, the boys, Deuce and Bell, they'll be up at Flowery today. So I know that's that Wednesday they'll get an opportunity to talk to Ra. But I just think, you know, when you look at where this team is, and we keep talking about it, and we'll talk about it, and I'm sure Monday it may show some effects of it. Got a lot of young guys that got to be vets really fast, especially starting at the quarterback position. Young pass rushers, you're without, you're starting right tackle. This yesterday, the depth chart came out. It looks like Elijah Wilkinson is a starting right tackle right now. So as they put in the game plan for this week going against Tampa, how do you because he's going to have to play right tackle.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where the league, we talked about, Michael Harris. It's like, when he was going through his thing, it finds you. The ball finds you. You're going to find yourself one-on-one with these pass rushers from Tampa. And it's just, you're going to have to block him. And I'm not saying he can't block him, because I don't think they will put him out there. They didn't think he could be capable of the job. But it is a downgrade from Caleb McGarry. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, it's a downgrade from Caleb McGarry. Yeah. It's a downgrade from Storm Norton.
Yeah.
You're onto your third string. And, I mean, last week the conversation was, who's it even going to be?
Right.
What's the situation? What's the timeline? Now you know. I mean, Elijah Wilkinson is going to be the starting right tackle on Sunday when they take the field against Tampa. That doesn't change my expectation for the team. It doesn't change what I'm expecting from the offense. I think, they need to come up with a plan to make sure that that's not how they get destroyed.
Right.
Because last year, the entire offensive game plan got destroyed on that right side.
Yes.
Caleb McGarry couldn't block T.J. Watt.
No.
And the game plan was shredded.
Yes.
Now, they didn't adapt at all. They kept running the same stuff all game long, and it never worked. They didn't score. I mean, Pittsburgh didn't score a touchdown in week one last year and beat the Falcons because the Falcons couldn't do anything offensively. As the year went on, in the middle part of it, it got better, and then obviously it got worse. But you can't – look, there's going to be moments on Sunday that don't go the way that you scripted them. They don't go the way that you planned on them going. But you can't have an opening game like you did last year against Pittsburgh. Last year against Pittsburgh was an AFC opponent. That happens.
Yeah.
Falcons have been awful against the AFC for years now. I'm not saying like that they should just chalk that up either. It would be cool to win against some AFC teams as well, because you're going to play those too. But this is a divisional opponent week one that has won the division 4 years in a row, has what you want. And just because you're right tackle, maybe Darnell Mooney, whatever, like as the season goes on, there's going to be a lot of different stuff that pops up.
Yeah.
And we've got to find a way to overcome it.
And we don't know what Mooney's status is for this week. I know he's on, like we mentioned yesterday, he's on the 53 right now. I saw this morning they restructured his contract.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I saw this morning they created like $6 million in cap space. So we know, usually after the first week, because you don't want to guarantee a contract for the full year, you might go out and try to maybe find
that some seems depth like a right tackle
or
huh?
veteran or right tackle or maybe some help for the interior or something like that after week one, so you don't have to guarantee the contract throughout the whole season. Because we know this, Caleb's not coming back this year.
Nope.
Storm eventually will come back. And so that could be a situation where you got some extra dollars to be able to upgrade your roster at a certain position.
Yeah, and those are the spots where you need it, right? I mean, going into the year, I think there's different areas, and we'll talk to Arch about this in half an hour, the areas of strength, the areas that you feel good about, feel really good about Drake London, feel really good about Bijan Robinson, really excited to see Michael Penix, and I feel good about him. But again, that's going to be one of the guys where there's just going to be growing pains, man. Like, he's a rookie quarterback. He's going to make rookie quarterback mistakes. You go back to something that Raheem Morris told us on the first day of training camp. One of the keys for him is going to be to make the layups.
Yep.
He's going to have to make the easy passes, keep drives going, keep them on schedule, keep a little bit of momentum, so that when he does hit those big ones, which he's going to hit those too, he's going to hit those big throws downfield. That's sort of his, probably his superpower, if anything, as a quarterback, his arm strength and accuracy on that deep ball. But that, as excited as we are to see him play, I think you go into that with the understanding that there's going to be moments that are difficult as well.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
that's the part about right now that's so challenging as a fan, because it's like, it's so easy to be optimistic.
Right.
And you should be. You should be optimistic. It's a good football team that has a chance to be even better than good if things come together this year. Monday is the hard part. Monday is the hard part when you have to come on the air and be totally honest about what happened.
And brutally honest.
Because it's not like, well, we'll see. It's no, we saw. We saw, and here's the breakdown. Again, I think it has an opportunity to be a really good Sunday. Tampa's a good team.
Yes.
And this team has some weaknesses.
Yes.
And can they make up for those weaknesses with the strengths that they have for 60 minutes against a divisional opponent at home, hopefully?
Yeah.
6-3 the last handful of years against divisional opponents.
But I think the biggest thing about Tampa is there's not a lot of change. You know, I mean, obviously continuity. The offensive coordinator is gone. Liam Cohen is there, but yeah. I mean, the guy that replaced him ran the same offense last year. So, I mean, there's a couple other players that you got to account for as far as on the offensive side of the ball. Doesn't look like Godwin's going to play. Doesn't look like the left tackle's going to play.
Yeah.
So they just
no Godwin, no Wirfs, no McMillan.
That's why they just signed their right tackle to some bread.
Yeah, he just got paid.
Yeah, so I mean, so pretty much you're going to have a lot of the same characters, a lot of the same scheme. We do know that Todd Bowles likes to dial it up. We know that, you know.
The second most blitzes in the NFL last year.
That's just what he does.
Like 40% of the time.
He's always been that. Yeah. I mean, that's not just coming in because they're playing Michael. That's what Todd's always been back to Arizona.
You ramp it up against a rookie quarterback? With a third string right tackle?
Let's do that. And that's when you got to manage your game. That's where Zach comes in to, you know, making it easy for him. That's where Bijan comes in, Kyle comes in, guys that are closest to the football to be able to, you know, to have a quick just dump off to him. And so much is going to go into this chess match that is the first game, because it is one of those things where in the one thing about not playing in the preseason, even when I play in the preseason, the first game, you're a little winded. You are, because you're playing a whole bunch of plays. And so, you know, there's that part about it, doing fighting through a little fatigue, stuff like that, because it happens no matter how much you play in preseason. So you deal with that. Obviously, it's not going to have it should be a gorgeous day, but you're going to be inside.
Yeah.
So you got to worry about that. You got to worry about like opening day.
That little top opening
day in Tampa.
Right.
You know,
Miami.
Yeah, or somewhere like that.
Most college stadiums.
Yeah, and so you're good on that area right there. But yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time, as it should be. But, you know, the expectation, I'm not telling anybody to, don't have any, because you should. Why the hell would you watch the game if you don't have no expectations?
Be optimistic until proven otherwise.
Until you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Until you don't have to be.
Until Sunday at 4:15.
Yeah.
And then call in the Falcons flyover, and then we'll talk to you on Monday morning. I think that there still will be a lot of reasons for optimism after the game on Sunday as well. I think there is more of an opportunity for optimism if a couple of things happen. And I know we have a few more days to really dig into it, and we'll do that with Arch later this hour and Friday when we really do some keys to the game and stuff. But Bijan Robinson has to be the key to what they do offensively for a variety of different reasons. Yeah. Number one being that he's the best player on the team,
right?
Certainly on the offense. Control the clock, keep it, you know, keep the down situation where you want it, stay ahead of whatever you want to call, and just help Penix. Like, give Penix opportunities to be a little bit more comfortable in a situation where he might not be. You also, if you can win the battle of rushing attacks, because that's kind of where I'm worried a little bit about the Falcons defense, is the ability to stop the run.
Yes, because they're thinning the trenches. You got two young guys that you're counting on big time. Now, David's been there and all those different things, but you got Rook, you got Dorlis, you got these guys that, you know, we've seen flashes of Rook. I think when Rook is dialed in, and hopefully he's dialed in, Rook can play. Got to stay healthy. Got to get the experience. I thought Dorlis played really, really good this
in the preseason.
Thought he played really, really good, and so that's going to be the issue right there. You're not without your thumper at middle linebacker. I mean, let's call it what Troy is. Troy's bigger than both of those linebackers you have starting. They're not saying he's better than Caden or Diablo, but he's bigger. He's able to play the run a little bit better. But I mean, this goes back to like what's my man Big Hugh say? See a man, whoop a man. That's basically what it comes after. Sometimes it's gonna, and they're gonna have some positive plays. Bucky is a very good runner who they feed the ball to. Yeah,
Bucky Irving's good.
He's a good player.
Rashad White is good.
He's a good player.
It's a nice duo of running backs.
And then
backs.
You talk about throwing the tight end who worked, just worked, especially down there last year. I mean, you got your work cut out for you. Not to mention, there's a guy named Mike Evans.
Yeah, I got Mike Evans over there.
And this rook that
Mecca Ibuka's
that
pretty
everybody's
good.
Everybody's like fell in love with.
Yeah.
So it's a tall task.
Yeah, no.
It's a tall task.
It is. There's no question about it. You just got to hope you're up for it. You got to get off to a good start.
They'll be all right.
I think they'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Now, winning and losing is two different things.
Yeah, I mean, what's that mean?
Yeah, winning and losing are two different things.
What do you mean they'll be all right?
They'll be all right.
You think they're going to win?
We'll talk about this on Friday.
Okay.
We'll talk about it on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We'll talk about it on Friday.
Oh, we'll talk about it on Friday. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're talking about it right now,
but no, what I'm saying
your
is
mic's
like,
on, you all right?
It is like, yeah, I've decided who's going to win. I haven't thought about it.
Okay.
Yeah. What? I haven't thought about it.
Game played between these guys, you haven't thought about it?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't thought about it yet.
I've thought about it.
I know you have. I know you have. Yeah, drinking cold ass coffee.
It is. I poured it earlier. I don't mind drinking cold coffee. It's just like well liquor. It accomplishes the same task.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm in it for the buzz, man. All right. Yeah, we'll talk about it Friday. We'll come back and tell you what's trending, though, coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or go with the known and know what you're working with the other side, whether you got to help that guy a little bit more or whether that guy's able to step in there and be able to fill in and no void happens, you know. But you don't want to make yourself weaker by trying to strengthen one side of the field. You want to make yourself strong across the board. We got a really strong unit. We got a really strong group. We got a well-coached unit and got a lot of confidence in those guys being able to go out there and get it done.
There you have it. That's Raheem Morris yesterday. Asked questions about that offensive line, which we just talked about. Obviously, probably because of the way that preseason goes these days and how many, you know, or how few position battles there were on the Falcons in training camp, probably the biggest story of camp all like the lead up to the season is the right tackle position.
Yep.
Followed by Darnell Mooney, followed by what? I don't know.
I don't know. I just saw
maybe the competition for the rookies in the secondary who won those jobs. But like by and large, you knew who was playing where.
Yep.
The only thing that was going to happen that would rise to the level of a big story leading up to the season was going to be an injury, and unfortunately he had a major one.
You had one, and again, you don't know what's going on with your number two receiver. I read the just went over, looked back over the depth chart. Like you said, you got the two rookies starting in the depth chart. Yep. You're very young up front. Dorlus seems like he has replaced Rook in the starting lineup, which I just thought that, you know, Rook wanted to be. Dorlus played a lot better this preseason, and he's earned the right to start for the Atlanta Falcons this weekend.
Look, man. Whoever's playing best.
Whoever's playing best.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't you can't be picky in this situation because they're both young players. One was drafted ahead of the other one, but the other one just seems like, and I saw it. I came in here after everybody like, dude, this dude looked good. Mm-hmm. Now, he had some issues where he was out the gap, but because he was playing against bums, he could throw him out the way and go make the play. Right. Now, you can't do that against Tampa.
Physically stronger than everybody.
Yeah, against Tampa.
Refresh my memory, because he didn't play hardly at all last year, so we didn't really get to see him. Mm-mm. But we met him at the Children's Hospital event that we did.
Yes.
Kind of a Grady size type.
Yes. He wasn't a big guy. Yes.
But similar.
But he's big.
Right, big. Yeah. I mean, he's a defensive tackle in the NFL. Yeah. But built kind of like Grady.
He's like more like the traditional three. That's what he is, fast, can hit all those different things. But, he's got to play big. I mean, he's got to play well. I mean, all of them got to play well, man. I mean, especially when you brought it up, man, the run game, it's one of the things where you got to be stout. They're not the biggest defense in the world. You know, it's more speed than most, you know. And so these guys have got to hold up. They got to hold up on the edges, you know, and they got to be able to cover long enough to be able to allow that pass rush to get there. Because you're going to get rushes. Mm-hmm. Not get it wrong. I mean, you're going to get rushes. Tampa's going to throw the ball.
They are.
Yeah.
And they are. So you have more – it's raw, but you have more talent on the edge than you've had in years.
Yes.
That's why I kind of always circle back when we're starting to really zero in on analyzing what you think might happen on Sunday between these two teams, and then obviously as the season goes on, is just the concern until you see it about the run defense. Because last year, obviously, the run defense was tough. They were not good. They were bottom five in the league.
Yep.
I just sort of I pair that with the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago about what's the defense going to be. Like, what's the thing that they're going to do that you're going to be able to count on? And, you know, hearing some of them talk about it, hearing Raheem talk about it throughout training camp is like, maybe they're going to make some mistakes, but they're going to be aggressive. Maybe they're going to make a big play, but it might result in a big play happening against them. So it's kind of going to be a boom or bust defense, especially in the pass game, right?
Yeah.
So if that's what you're going to be in the pass game, you better be able to stop the run a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. I just think, you know, when you look at the aggressiveness that they want to play and they hang their hat on, the one thing I saw defensively in the preseason is just preseason, and the guys that are playing Sunday, a lot of them didn't play. I understand that. But just mentality is mentality. Mm-hmm. And the turnovers were there.
Yep.
The pressure.
They're going to have to
be. The pressure was there. Those things have to help an undersized defense like this Falcons defense is. And so, you know, because you don't have that big dude in the interior. You don't have yet proven. You got good passers. Leonard Floyd is a good damn pass rusher. That's why he's been in the league as long as he has. Dude is he's walking eight. You know what I mean? He's going to get you at least eight. You got Arnold Ebiketie, who is coming into a contract year, who more than anything else, probably it's going to be a decision made between him and another player possibly as who gets this bread. But, you know, we'll neither here nor there. But, yeah, and then you have one of the best safeties in football back there, the quarterback and things like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It is. But they're bottom five of the rush last year. And you can give up some of those big plays, but you can't let that be the determining factor of the game. Like, they lost because they gave up nothing but big plays.
Right.
You know, and didn't create anything. Didn't pressure Baker at all, because Baker's good. He'll give you one.
He will.
He'll give you one.
He'll give you one.
Yeah.
He is good, but if you don't pressure him and you let him get into a rhythm, he can be great.
He can be great. Like, I'm talking about
Baker can look like MVP. One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL on a given Sunday.
Yes.
If you allow the circumstances for that to take place. Yes. I mean, those are all part of the equation when we start talking about analyzing the matchup. Dave Archer will be with us in about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on everything leading up till today, and then obviously what he thinks is going to happen on Sunday as well. Before we do that, let's get to a couple of the other big stories here. Kirby Smart talking about what Georgia needs to get better at.
Some runs we worked really hard on in the offseason were big for us. We got to continue to improve in that area. And be more consistent and take the lost yardage plays out of it. Those were the drive killers when we had negative negative runs or lost yardage plays.
Yeah, I mean, that was my biggest thing from the game is that, you know, the couple of lost yardage plays. And, you know, we can say that about Georgia, all the teams that lost, even teams that won, like you expect a better performance from week one to week two. And so I expect a better performance from Austin Peay. I think that, you know, if you were playing this game or a bigger game on this Saturday coming up, was Austin Peay, say it was Tennessee, it'd be a bigger challenge, but it'd be one of the things where you're like, okay, what are we going to see now? Because this game plan against Austin Peay is going to look a lot like it did last week.
Yep.
You know, and so when you're talking about game plan and going to Knoxville, how do you get yourself ready for an opponent like Tennessee, who we saw last weekend here? That system works with any quarterback.
Yeah, they look good.
They look pretty good.
Defense looked good.
Defensive looked good. And but their thing with them, and I guess we're getting a week ahead, they're banged up in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Both of their starting corners are probably going to be out for a while. And so those are things you got to work on. Georgia still got to put the ball away. I didn't miss yesterday, but Lawson, you got to catch the damn ball, man. I mean, he is highly going to be counted on from that damn tight end position to catch your football and make the big play. You know, and so until that goes away, it'll still be in the back of mind, like thinking about last year. Well, damn, still can't catch the damn ball. But I think other ways of getting guys, your playmakers in football, will continue to go. But it's going to look a lot like it did last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything this Saturday you're looking to see is line up behind your line of scrimmage, line up behind your offensive line, and be able to get yards.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine to be able to, you know, the tricky stuff with Gunner and all the, you know, cool. Hand it to Nate Frazier.
Yep.
And run behind those offensive linemen and get 7 yards when you need it. Or one, even. There was a couple different short yardage situations where
they didn't get nothing.
Come on, it's Marshall. Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I know those guys are college football players too, but you got to be able to pick up some short yards. So hopefully you'll see a little bit more of that on Saturday to give you optimism ahead of the Saturday after that when they're playing against an SEC opponent in Tennessee. All right, some awards to give out. Ryan Howard was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
All right.
21.5 points for her as Dream won a couple of games and clinched their playoff spot.
Ready to go, ladies.
What about this one? Rassell Iglesias.
Yeah, man.
NL Reliever of the Month.
Yeah, I just saw that.
He was so damn good in the month of August that he won an award for it.
Yeah, what was the other people's stats?
Everyone else?
Yeah.
Than the whole league?
Yeah, probably wasn't a lot of saves going on.
It's true. No other reliever.
Is that what we're doing?
I just want to get your reaction.
Randy's right, though. Every other reliever in baseball didn't get any saves.
Yeah,
July? No saves then either?
I just want to get his reaction. That was July, because I knew I would. He's been good.
We know what he's done. He stopped throwing the damn slider, yes. And his fastball velocity has upticked a little bit. Awesome. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Also, got to see Haesung Kim for the first time last night. Couple hits. First couple hits as a Brave. Did not realize this yesterday. Yes. We didn't even mention him yesterday. That he has a $16 million player option for next year.
Yes.
So that's your shortstop.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And that guy's your shortstop.
The greatest thing about yesterday, because we were sitting there watching the game, and when he got the single, I was like, hold on, let me see if he does it. Because, you know, they do the A-Town down. I was like, I want to see if he does it. And I sat there and waited for him to do it. And it was the laziest ever.
Oh, man.
It was lazy as hell. I was like, come on, man. I mean, you're a new squad. You're in a new team. You're the new shortstop. Do a little more passion.
Yeah, let us see it. My favorite one, and it happened on the first game against the Phillies. They were getting the absolute hell beat out of them. It was like 19-3. I think Matt Olson hit a home run. Somebody hit a home run.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they ran second base, they do that.
Yes.
He did it. Gave it that. He looked like a baby bird learning how to fly. It's like, you know, you don't have to do it every single time.
Yeah,
if you're down by 2 touchdowns in the 8th inning,
let it go.
Just circle the bases.
Let it go. What is that flapping thing?
Just circle the bases. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I'm getting my ass kicked like that, I might not be doing my flapping.
I don't want to.
Let it fly.
Oh, let it fly.
That's kind of their.
Oh, that's where
they start.
Let it fly.
Or do it the same every time.
I want to see somebody do
it. Don't do it bashfully.
I want somebody do it like Morris Day.
How would he do it?
Hallelujah. All right, Sports Radio 99 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season. Kick off with the juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. Starting
at
just $30 for the first year. That's like, man, that's $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's a nice deal.
What was it a month?
$30 a month.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. For, no. $30 for the first year.
For the year?
Yeah, for the year.
Even better. Yeah. 30 a month would have been a steal.
Yeah,
30 for the year.
30 for the year.
That's highway robbery.
We'll get some Paramount Plus.
All right. Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on all things Falcons ahead of week one against Tampa on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Damn sure can't do that.
What?
You can't look back on last season, Andy.
No.
Is that going to get you anywhere?
You don't look back.
Not going to get you anywhere.
Oh, that's what they're singing about.
Yeah, man. I knew it was football season. I knew Arch was coming on with us this week, man. So I caught up on some Boston listing on Monday, man.
You have the box set.
Yeah, you think I don't when I do?
most of the times you can see Randy driving around town. Oh, what's he listening to? He's enjoying himself. He's in a good mood. Boston.
Yeah, man.
Most times. That means Dave Archer joins the show every single Wednesday at 11:40 during Falcon season. The first week of many, Dave. We appreciate the time. How are you?
Fellas, good to be back with you guys. Been listening to you guys all off season, breaking things down. You know, Randy never looks back unless we look back at what he did at Georgia. So that's really? That's when we look back.
I don't mention it.
We've been looking on YouTube.
It's always something that's brought to my attention.
Only if I get a kip of Natty Lights in you, then you start looking back.
Yeah, it's only, you know. It's brought up to me. I don't.
Like, if someone sends you the link, then you might click on it.
You see how uncomfortably is Randy? Or Andy, you see how uncomfortably is right now? He started talking about him being a Georgia dog.
I don't know if heard it that day or not, but I did catch him watching highlights of a bowl game during the show.
But
I was like, are you watching yourself catch touchdowns right now?
I love it.
Trying to do a radio program.
Hey, when you're as good as he was, you look back at that stuff. That's the way you do it.
No doubt about it. All right, let's look forward. Let's talk about Sunday. Obviously, week one, division opponent. It's a big one. They all are, but division opponent especially. What are a couple things that you feel, having not seen this team play yet, but from an on paper and a preparation standpoint, what are you most confident this team's going to be able to do?
I think that they'll come out and operate cleanly. That's the one thing that I'm concerned about, and I know we saw a little bit about it, but I do think that they will come out. When you get that first offensive line on the field, now I go that Elijah Wilkinson is going to step in at that right tackle position. I'm sure you guys will talk a little bit about that. But I expect them to operate cleanly. Based on what I saw in practice and when they get up tempo and some of the things they want to do with Penix in the game and with some of these weapons that they can isolate against what Tampa's going to try to do, maybe even try to limit what Todd Bowles can call defensively by maybe using some tempo, I think they'll operate cleanly. And when I say that, I'm expecting, you know, not the rash of penalties that we saw in the preseason. I think that this group will do that. As far as concerns, I think anytime you don't play guys in the preseason, and there's a lot of guys, even Tampa's going to have guys that didn't play in the preseason, ball security becomes the number one thing. And I know you talk about that all the time, Randy, is ball security. When, you know, you get the drills in practice where they're trying to punch the ball out, but that little extra effort in the game, that little twist, another guy coming in to tackle you, ball coming out, you know, ball security. And then on the other side of the ball would be the ability to tackle. Baker Mayfield sprinkles the ball around to everybody. It's not just his wide receivers catching the football. You go back to the 57 or 56 completions that he had against the Falcons last year, 30 were to tight ends and running backs. And you better be able to tackle in the open space. And frankly, we haven't been doing that. I mean, you have tackling drills, but ain't nobody tackling anybody to the ground. So can you tackle? You're going to need to do that on Sunday.
How do you think they go about this whole thing because of, you know, we talk about injuries and things like that. I mean, you talk about the Falcons, they're down their top two tackles. And now you got a guy, Elijah, who has played the position, so I want to take it away from him. But how do you think they go about that as far as getting him, you know, not there's because, you know, Dave, football is football. He's going to have to block a guy one-on-one and things like that. But how do you think they go about helping him with that whole situation?
Well, part of it will be the ability to run and get after people physically, Randy. You know as well as I do, if you can reduce those edge guys physically in the run game, and that'll allow Wilkinson to kind of pin his ears back and just come off the ball, not have to pass set and try to set against a twist or here comes a stunt or a guy using a speed move upfield, which he will, as you said, he's going to have to combat some of that during the game. But I think the first thing is to try to, you know, establish some run game, get after him physically. We ran the ball pretty well against this Tampa team down there. Did not run the ball very well in game one in week five a year ago here. I think only about 60 yards on the ground. So we'll need to run the football to help him some from a physical standpoint. And then from a tactical standpoint, you're going to do the conventional wisdom stuff. You'll motion a guy like a Randy McMichael over there and help him block a little bit and maybe chip block a little bit with the backs coming out of the backfield. But ultimately, you're right, Randy. He's going to have to stand up one-on-one against some guys, and that'll be where you hold your breath if you're Zach Robinson.
Arch, Bijan's been great. I mean, for a guy who's been in the league for 2 years, we've seen him do a lot of different stuff. Really impressive. What does the next phase look like for him this season?
Yeah, the next thing for me, Andy, is his ability to make the home run play.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's something that I'm hoping this offense is going to bring to the table a little bit more this year than we did a year ago, and that's the explosive plays. Now, we had some explosives against Tampa. You go back, and we had 16 plays of 15 yards or more in the two games combined. But for Bijan in particular, the explosive run, not the, you know, the 10, 15-yard dazzling run, makes a guy missing the hole, spins, and gets 15. I'm talking about when he breaks clean, he goes 40 or 50 yards for a touchdown. Right. One of those kind of deals. Get the ball to him, the ball in the flat, and a screen play. All of a sudden, that's a 70-yard touchdown play. He has those kind of capabilities. And I talked to him in the offseason. That's one of the things he actually has worked on, is trying to make that last move at the back end of a run or a pass play that turns a maybe 15, 20-yard play into a 60 or 70-yard play. I think that's the next thing he does, because, frankly, running the football and catching the football, he's about as good as there is in the league.
Dave, how do you figure out a way to simplify the game for your young quarterback? I mean, we know he's had three starts. We understand that. But yet, you know, this is a different year. Todd Bowles, we know how he likes to light it up, light the quarterback up with all those pressures and everything. How, if you're calling the plays, you make it a little easier for him? Because I say this, Dave, we know he has an arm. We know he can throw it out of the building. But at the same time, how is he when he – and we talked to Ra, those layup throws, Dave.
Well, there's not any secret to it. Randy, you've seen it. You've played with young quarterbacks before. You talked about it. Some of those quick, easy throws, the bubble screens, the slants, the hitches. If I'm receivers, I've got to know it's paramount that I catch the football. You know that, Randy, is a really good pass receiving tight end in your day. If I can catch the football, even if it's not as accurate as I'd like to be, make the catches, relax him a little bit, knowing if you throw the ball in there, I'm going to catch the football. I'm not going to let it get picked off. I'm going to take care of the ball. Those kind of things. Obviously, the ability to run the football is going to relax him some. Can you keep him in manageable down and distance situations? I don't think against a Todd Bowles defense, you want to be 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 plus in the entire game. You're going to want to be in manageable situations. So he can use some of his physicality. Remember, you're talking about a guy that can get out of the pocket and go run for first downs as well. So that brings that dimension into the game. He could take off and get you 5 or 6 yards. Maybe 10 yards on a first down. So I don't think there's any great magic to it. There's not a magic pill you take. All the things that we think about, those quick, easy throws, the run game, keeping him in good down and distance situations are all going to benefit him. And then I'm going to cut him loose, Randy. I want him to take shots. You know, this guy was one of the great deep ball throwers coming out of college 2 years ago. He's got one of the best. He's got the 50-50 monster in Drake London. Mm-hmm. Go put him up to bat.
Dave Archer joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he will every single week throughout the Falcons season on Wednesdays at this time. Week 1, Sunday against Tampa, kicks off at 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's flip to the other side of the ball, Dave. They did in the offseason what we've been asking them to do for years, and they added some pass rushers, a couple first-round draft picks. What do you expect those guys' role to be on Sunday when they kick off against Tampa?
I think it's exactly what they've talked about. They're going to turn those two guys loose and let them rush the passer. They're going to make them defend the edge. I think that you will see at some point a versatility piece to Jalen Walker, like we saw at Georgia, where you'll stack him on the interior and you'll do some things with him. But he's missed so much time in training camp that I think they're just going to say, hey, my man, just get out on the edge, destroy the edge, the edge blocker. Defend the run game, keep that outside shoulder free, blow up plays, turn the play back to the inside. And when you get a chance to get after the passer, turn it loose. And I think that James Pierce Jr. will be the same way. You know, Baker Mayfield, I've been calling him Joey Bag of Donuts, because I think he's not that guy. He's not the biggest guy in the world, doesn't have the biggest arm. But the dude's found himself down in Tampa now. The guy has thrown for over 4,000 yards the last two seasons. And he makes a lot of plays that you don't expect him to make, because he's not Jalen Daniels running with the football, and he's not Tom Brady throwing the football. But you combine the two things that he can do, and he'll beat you. Mm-hmm. And you could bet he's coming in a little bit with a chip on his shoulder. I think this whole Tampa Bay team is coming in. They've won the division 4 straight years, lost to Atlanta twice last year. Mm-hmm. And so you can bet that that's been kind of harped on in their training camp. And you can preparing for Atlanta for the last couple of weeks, not just this week, but the last couple of weeks of training camp.
What about that interior of the defensive line? Because, you know, I mean, obviously the one stalwart that he's not here anymore, David Aiman, is still here. But you have two young guys. I thought Dorlis played really well this preseason, and you can kind of tell by the depth chart that was released yesterday. It's him being in front of Rook. But, I mean, obviously they're all going to play. But the cohesion, Dave, because they're not the biggest dudes in the interior right now.
It's a key piece, Randy, and it's a really good drum to beat on here when you start thinking about this is a different kind of Tampa team. We've seen Tampa over the years when Brady was down there, and even when Baker first got there, them throwing the ball over the yard. And I mentioned the 4,000 yards passing last 2 years for Baker. They were number 4 in the league running the ball last year with Bucky Irving and Rashad White. They're going to come off the ball and try to run the ball against you. Remember, 160 yards rushing in this game last year that Atlanta won in overtime with Kadarius Hodges' play, but they had 160 yards on the ground, and that was just with 51 plays. Atlanta ran 81 plays in that game. Tampa only ran 51 plays and 160 yards rushing. Wow. So you can bet they're going to come off the ball and try to run it. How can Jeff Ulbrich counteract that with some of the stunts and things he's going to do on the inside? Because you're right, it's not a gigantic group, but the defense they play is a disruptive defense that's supposed to blow up run schemes. Mm-hmm. Are they going to get trapped in gap plays and things like that? It's going to be very important for Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo to be at home where they're supposed to be to counteract some of that stuff that they're going to try to trap that that aggressive defensive front for Atlanta.
Yeah, Arch, as we kind of work our way through the young guys on defense, we start on the edge, then you talk about those guys on the interior. Now I'll go to the secondary where you're going to have two rookies starting as well. What are fans going to see from Watts and Bowman as they get out there on Sunday?
Well, I think you're going to see guys that are probably older than maybe their age would tell you. You're talking about 22-year-old in Bowman. You're talking about 23-year-old in Watts. But they played a lot of college football, and they made a lot of plays in college. And I think they're playing positions, Andy, that they played in college. Billy Bowman was the nickel at OU. He wasn't a corner that slid inside third downs. He played that position all the time. Mm-hmm. So he's got a great deal of play time in that interior area was such a tough situation for a nickel. It's a two-way go for a slot receiver. He's really pretty good against the run. I've described him as he's like a fire hydrant coming at you. I mean, the guy is not very tall, but he's thick. He can defend the run game, and I think you'll see him in the blitz game as well. Xavier Watts is a guy that's just a ball hawk. I mean, you talk about the 13 interceptions over his last two seasons at Notre Dame, but wide receiver, if the ball comes his way, I think you got a chance to get some plays. But this is a veteran receiver core other than Ibuka, the wide receiver from Ohio State, that they'll put on the field. So he's going to get tested. There's no question about that as far as eyes looking off and all those kind of things. But I don't expect those two rookies to be out of place at all. I think they'll play at a high level.
Well, Arch, we're fired up that it's finally here. We'll be tuned in on Sunday. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Arch.
Got it. Guys, let's have some fun.
Dave Archer.
Hey, how about those Cyclones, by the way? Come on, man.
I was waiting for you to say something.
Randy picked them to win the Big 12.
I picked them to win the Big 12. All right, Rocco's playing lights out, baby. Rocco's playing lights out, Dave.
Getting it done. Cy-Hawk this weekend, baby. The Hawkeyes come to Ames, Iowa.
It is.
That is this weekend. Well, good luck, Dave. Don't lose the damn game 3-2, all right?
Who are you guys playing? Central Michigan this week? Who you guys got this weekend?
One of them teams. One of them teams.
we got UC Davis at home, so it's going to be a tough one.
Watch out for them. Appreciate you, Arch.
Dave Archer there every single Wednesday at this time. Atlanta Falcons Radio Network analyst.
UC Davis. Oh my God. I had a teammate. Daniel Fells.
Okay.
Play tight end with UC Davis.
I think did Dan Quinn go to UC Davis?
Something like that.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Some coach.
Yeah, well, they play basketball there. One of them.
I hear it's nice. Wine country.
No, I mean, if there's wine, you know it's nice.
It's true. That's the analysis we get on UC Davis. The last time it'll be mentioned, probably. Hey, again, shout out to Dave Archer. We love talking to him every single week throughout the Falcons season. This was the first of hopefully more than 18.
Yes.
Hopefully 19, 20. Who knows? All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.